It's the time of year when spiders are out in full force. They've spun webs and maybe even crept into some corners of your house. WUNC's Aditi Bandlamudi is hardly a fan, but as she explains, she's dealing with her arachnophobia as best she can.
I'm afraid of spiders, and not just uncomfortable around them, I'm legitimately afraid of them. And this time of the year is always hard for me because they've had the whole year to grow.
And so they've been growing since early spring, and now they're at their very biggest.
That's Eleanor Spicer Rice, an entomologist and science writer from Raleigh. She says we're never less than a few feet away from a spider at any given moment in our lives.
And so a lot of people feel like spiders are coming out of the woodwork to bother them, when really they've been surrounded by them the whole time.
She also explains that we're just now coming out of spider mating season.
Well, many species mate all year round, but the ones that get really big and you usually see these really giant spiders wandering around or trying to mate from August through September.
Spicer Rice has become my spiritual guide as I try to conquer my arachnophobia. We're sitting at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham, sitting in front of the giant orb weaver spider exhibit. The spiders aren't behind a glass or anything. They're just hanging out in their webs in front of us.
She probably can't even see you. Orb weavers generally have terrible vision. So it looks, I think, do you think it looks like she's staring at you right now?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I put myself in my shoes where I'm, like, scared Aditi, who's afraid of spiders, I'm like, oh my God, it's looking at me and it's staring me down and it's, like, planning its move to, like, jump on me.
You're giant and you could squash it. It is very happy there. It's waiting for some food. You have no food. What advantage does any spider have at lunging at a human being?
And it's for this reason Spicer Rice says spiders don't bite people. I know. I was surprised, too.
Would you say, like, most people are bitten maybe once in their lifetime by a spider or not even that much?
I think most people have never been bitten by a spider. And I think most people think that they've been bitten by spiders.
In fact, she says people are more likely to be bitten by ticks or other insects and think those bites are spider bites instead.
Those bites are misdiagnosed all the time, though. Everything is people think they were bitten by spiders, and spider bites are so extraordinarily rare.
I'm not convinced, so I ask Uli Hartmann, the director of the Butterfly House. He also manages the insect exhibits and handles insects and arachnids every day.
And have you ever been bit?
No. And none of them, and none of our guests ever. And the first one that would happen would mean we cannot do these programs anymore.
The museum allows guests to sometimes handle and interact with the arachnids under supervision. So I decide to put my newfound knowledge to the test. I ask Hartmann to hand me a Chilean rose-haired tarantula.
Okay.
Slightly your hands over this so you don't drop her.
Wait, hang on. Let me...
My hands are shaking.
Oh, God. My heart is racing.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
She's walking now.
But as I calm down, I start to notice little details. The spider's name is Rosalinda. She's got little pink hairs all over her body, and she moves slowly on my hand, as if she's the one who's scared. She doesn't seem that threatening anymore.
I think you're doing an amazing job. She looks like she's kind of petting you a little bit.
She is. Hey there. We're friends.
I'm not alone in my fear of spiders. Spicer Rice says that more than 20% of Americans are arachnophobic.
Isn't it amazing how something frightening can become something beautiful?
Yeah.
And how much more beautiful the world becomes when you see, recognize the beauty in living things. I think it's just wonderful.
Yeah. It is kind of wonderful.
Aditi Bandlamudi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.